This is how the free trade scam works. The government gives a green light to companies to build their product wherever they can find the most exploited workers. Countries where desperate people will work for $3 an hour, where there are no labor laws, there's no environmental regulations. Then the companies kill jobs in the U.S. and run a race to the bottom across the globe. They force workers across borders to compete with one another. And the companies ship product back in at a massive profit, which they pocket for the executives, for the shareholders, and pay off the politicians for good measure. Meanwhile, we get Flint. We get Lordstown. We get Belvedere. We get communities that look like a bomb got dropped. We get divorce. We get drug addictions. We get suicide. We get deaths of despair. And I don't need to tell you, so many of us in the UAW have lived it. And what do consumers get? They get price gouged. What does Wall Street get? Massive profits. What do politicians get? They get huge campaign contributions from companies and the billionaires that are flush with the cash. And what do voters get? They get politicians bought off by corporate America who continue to pass laws that harm the working class. And what do foreign workers get? In Mexico, they've seen their real wages cut in half since NAFTA passed. Let me repeat that. You know, the big promise of NAFTA was it was going to lift up the standard for everybody. But taking inflation into account, the average real wages of Mexican auto workers was about $6 an hour in 1993. Today, the average hourly wage of an auto worker in Mexico is $3 an hour. NAFTA has been devastating for auto workers in the United States and Mexico. Who benefits from the free trade status quo? Wall Street and billionaires who get fat payouts while we all get screwed. So when we say the free trade disaster has to come to an end, it's what we mean. It doesn't mean we support reckless random tariffs. You know, I don't believe that's the answer to all this. But there is a reason for tariffs. And it's also a mistake to just defend the status quo, especially when it comes to free trade.